Could you say a little bit more about what you're talking about of seeding this unwholesomeness or this shadow?
What was that?
About seeding the unwholesomeness in what forms, at what levels are you? Could you give some examples of what you're saying?
Well, I mean, in the sense of, you know, we can have a, you know, what we think is a wholesome intention. Well, I've got to meditate more, and so then there's this, I've got to meditate more, and but then more, and how is that defined? And so we keep, we're never meditating enough. So we're never really actually paying attention to the present moment. We're looking to, how do I meditate more? And so we're never really peaceful. And we're agitated trying to meditate more. We're not actually very mindful of what we're doing because we're trying to meditate more. And it's all very, you know, couched in wholesome, you know, the idea. You know, it's a wonderful ideal. And we should meditate more. but it's you know, we can torture ourselves doing it and not really be very happy or very peaceful with the efforts that we make. Or we can have a negative sense of, you know, we should be, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be greedy. We shouldn't have any kind of greed. Shouldn't have. So then we start worrying about any kind of object that we pay attention to that we feel is actually pleasant. So anything pleasant that comes up, I shouldn't be greedy, you know, I've got to push that away. So then I'm just really greedy. And all it is a pleasant sensation arising from contact. But because of our our mindset of that, you know, I can't push. A real practitioner isn't greedy, they don't have any desire. So those are ways.